Next question. Ooh, Chris Johnson, Johnson Moses. You meet him up here.
Yeah.
Or
is he Johnson Moses?
June 9th at the home of Moses Henze.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one. And Abraham Woodman, the one that died last year in Hughes.
Oh yeah, he's the guy
that had an apartment. Uh-huh, yeah. And that Abraham older brother, he got burned up in the Bedlis one time. He was working on the store, you know, for Sanduin, running store. And he worked for him in here too, and that storekeeper moved up to Bedlis. He thought he was going to do more business up there, I guess. So he moved up in the summertime, and this guy started work for him up there next, you know. And he go in guest house, and what, it was evening, and he burned matches or something. So it just blew up. Yeah. And that time, they have to send a word, you know. They have to let somebody know. So what, two guys went up to Wiseman. It was on the radio up there, you know, stations. So they went up to Wiseman, and give this message to this guy so he can talk about it, you know. I don't know how it go through, but anyway, just talk about it and get it in Fairbanks, maybe. That way people know down this way, you know, like right here in Hughes. That's why they want to go up that way.
So to get a message from Bedlis to Hughes, they had to go up to Wiseman?
They have to go to Wiseman. That's the only places they had to radio.
And then they radio to Fairbanks?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And how do you get the message from Fairbanks to Hughes?
Well, they had some kind of radio, like KGMP going, just like that, I think.
Oh, uh-huh. Broadcast.
Yeah, broadcast some way. They find out that way. Mm-hmm. That's a long ways. That was quite a while ago. And how there used to be a lot of mining up that way, you know, a lot of white guys, so used to be lots of freight all the time for Wiseman. And I remember that time when they were still freighting, you know. Two guys came down from Wiseman to haul their freight up. That barge just go far as Bedlis, you know, too little water, so they just haul it that far. And in the winter time, they haul it with cat, you know, haul it up to Wiseman. And they used to complain. My grandpa used to trap around there, and I used to go with him, you know. And every time that cat come down, you know, they don't like that slate tip one side all the time, you see. You know, one track always be on the track side, always be like this on trail. So what they do is they just put long chin right wide with that runners, you know, right center of that cat track, what wider than that slate runners. So dogs just can stay right center of that cat route, you see. That's what they would want. Yeah.
You mean, so your dad got him to do that on the cat?
No, there's some people, you know, trapping from Bedlis, like David Tobuk and all them guys were living in there. And they used the same trail up that way that time.
So how'd they get that cat operator to put that chain on?
Well, just behind the Go Devil, you know. Uh-huh. Behind their Go Devil, and they just drag chain, you know. So it'll make trail just like, you know, for runners. Yeah.
Who were the cat drivers?
The cat driver was, I forgot their name. One was Hansen, and one was, I forgot his name. I was small anyway.
Well, that's pretty nice of them to do that.
Yeah, I know those two guys though, because every time one time they came down, they were playing the record, you know. And they have a big dance in there. I know that. Yeah, some kind of dance anyway. Yeah. Yeah. And right now, that's where that airport is right now. That's the used to be trail around there, you know, where that Bedlis Field is. Yeah.
So that was Big Betis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandpa used to live up there all the time.
Big Betis is, they say he was really a powerful man.
Yeah, he was a strong guy.
We talked to Al Winthrow, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he said that, I guess, I don't know if he knew him or if he knew about him. He must have known him. But he said that everybody had body respect for him. You know,
oh, yeah.
He he really knew some of the old ways.
And
he knew, I guess he knew a lot of things. And they told, he told me a story about when Big Vetus died. When he died, he said that you have to bury me in a place that water never touched. And so they buried him across the river there. And then the bank kept caving up.
Oh, that's different one. That's that little, a big Vetus daddy. That's the one I think he's talking about. Because they bury him and pursue that bank started cave. So they take that body off and bury him way back again. That's, he was telling that story that way too.
He says that then if water ever touched him, there'd be a big flood.
I see. Yeah, must be different one he was telling story. Anyway, this the ones that I'm telling story about is that Big Vetus and their dad, you know. They call him Alexander.
His dad is Alexander?
Yeah. They just, you know, long ago they just born and white people came, you know. So they just named these people anyway, you know. They just grab name, even two brothers got different kind of name. That's the way it used to be. So their daddy used to be named Alexander. And he had all these boys, like Big William, the oldest one. From there is South Park Henry, and Big Vetus, and Linus. There was four boys. And there was some more relative around Yukon River, their sister, but I don't know their name, you know. They just make a living down there, in Stephen Village. And these four boys used to live right here all the time. That's the way they used to be. And they, some of them live up bells, you know, like my grandpa, he used to want to stay in bells all the time.
Did they ever keep their, did they keep their Indian names or use those?
Yeah, some of them do, but I forget their name. I know my grandpa's name was some way. They had Indian name, but I didn't get their name, though. Grandpa Joe, know that them, though, you know, this old guy down here. He know their name.
Joe Williams?
Yeah.
You were talking about your grandpa Henze? How is he your grandpa?
Well, he was my dad's father, you know. And that's why he was my grandpa.
And who was his wife or
grandma? My grandma used Julia. Yeah. They used to have camp right across here, someplace right mouth of Alatna River. Someplace they had igloo house in there.
So was Big Vetus your mother's father?
Big Vetus was my mother. She was married a couple of times, you see. And Big Vetus adopted this Paul. And my mother married to that one again after my real father died, you know. That's why he was my grandpa. I was good enough to stay with him that time. Yeah.
So how many grandpas did you have?
I used to have lots, but I don't have any more right now. Really. Yeah.
Who was your mother's father?
Linus was the ones that I'm talking about. He was the youngest one.
So then Big Vetus was Linus'
brother. Yeah, there was four boys in there that used to make their living good, I think. You know, out in the woods all the time, I guess. Yeah, that's what they used to make their living, them days. Because, you know, they don't live on white food. They can get tea or ammunition, maybe. That's all they need. And salt, I think. And the rest of them is the guy. The straight meat wouldn't hurt them, you know? That's what they used to be. So, around this time of the year, they used to stay around, though. You know, July and last part of August, and they can't stay no more. They won't hunt. Yeah, that's their way. Because I remember that time, you know, long ago, they used to be here around this time of the year, you know, June, after this rats hunting. People used to stay here and they got nothing to do, so they always used to have target way across there. Used to be a white rock way across there, you know, and then they used to practice shooting at it.
All the way across the river?
Yeah, with the rifle, you know.
With
30-30 was the biggest gun, you know, them days. Yeah. That's just the way they used to do all the time. They got nothing to do, so they just want to practice with gun, I guess. Well, after they went to camp, and then they want to go out. Started hunting season on, and then they just took off and stayed someplace. They make their living that way. And my grandpa Bidas used to sleep in beds all the time, though. I don't know why. Because he liked that country up there, I guess, you know. A lot of mountains. That's why, I guess.
And what this? Did you do in the mountains?
It's hunting sheep, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Big Beavis ever was, if anybody ever thought that he was a medicine man?
He wasn't. He's the only one that wasn't, him and Linus, I guess. But Big William and his next brother, Southwark Henry, they was medicine man, two of them. But not, I don't know if my grandpa, he was a rough guy anyway, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know about it, that one.
How about their dad then?
Their dad was a really American man, I guess. Yeah.
Do you remember any stories about what Alexander did or what he was like?
I didn't have anything about it, you know, but that's too far for me to. Anyway, he used to hunt lots, I guess. That's about all. And anyway, one of them, there was two medicine men up here. One of them was different. I don't know his name, but I see his son, though. Like, they call him Jack Brazil, you see. And that one's daddy used to be another medicine man, you know. And then this guy, they was having hard time in the winter, no meat. So he ran after a moose. But that moose was just keep running away all the time, you know. Can't caught it up. Not enough snow to. Just running all the time. So what this man do is he holler at this moose, you know. I don't know what he said. I wish you fall off some way or something. Not too long after that, that moose was just running yet, and then it just ran over the cliff, big cliff, and it got killed that way. So he got meat. But after he started to think about it, and he was just against moose, just like, you know, and he started to think about near future Nix, you know. He was wrong that he was against animal, because he was scared that moose will be no moose around, you just think, you know, later on, because he was just work against it, you know. I wish he'd do that or something like that. Not too long after that, he started to think he was wrong. So he went up to this other guy, that medicine man, you know, Alexander. He tell him that I was wrong to animal. I hope it don't go through. I get mad to animal. Because when they're medicine man, you know, when they get mad, like anything rabbits, you know, if they get mad to rabbits or something, and there'll be no rabbits around the country. That's just the way it is. And this man helped him out too, you know. Would think about it, that I hope this moose, this dog moose around, they started thinking, you know. Because another one is, Those miracle stories, you know, I know a little, but there was a lot of beaver. I guess you don't know much. I don't want to talk about it much, but you know, a lot of beaver is kind of some kind of animal, you know. You can get sick with something, some kind of sickness from it. Well, you heard about it?
Well, I don't know about beaver. I know you can get sickness from other animals, you know.
Yeah.
Like you can get them from...
This is some kind of sickness, you know, and then people were just getting that sickness all the way through, you know. Oh. You don't have to put it on, maybe, but...
Oh. You want this off?
Yeah, I just want it off for a little while.
Okay.
I just tell in woods, you know, miracle story. A miracle man could heal it up easy. That's just the way it was.
How would he do that?
Well, he did something, you know. This is kind of tell us that we put water in this cup and just blow it some way, you know. And they tell us to drink that water afterward. Yeah.
And then your hand,
yeah, your hand will heal up right away without any kind of medicine. I don't see nothing of that anymore right now, you know. No more that kind of person. Yeah.
You said that there is, you know, you're talking about how Alexander talked to that guy who got mad at that moose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is the feeling that a person should have towards these animals so that there'll be plenty of animals around?
Well, once they make a mistake on their mouth, you know, and this gonna come true, they can help themselves back again, you know. That's why he tell this other guy to help him. Try to hold the animals around here, you know. Because once they make a mistake, sometimes they make a mistake and they say something, and it'll happen. And they can, after a while, they make a mistake and they feel sorry about it, but they can help back again. That's why they want this other guy to know.
So, should, say that you're out and you're gonna be hunting a bear or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how should you be thinking about that bear?
Well, as long as right now it's that's all right, you know. You can, but bear is some kind of animal that you can make really fun on it. You heard about that story? Yeah.
Yeah, there. About brown
bears. Yeah, that's brown bear too, and black bear too. You know, they're kind of some kind of animal that you're not supposed to make fun on it. You know, because sometimes they'll make you scared. You know, that's why I think. And our story is, when I was small, you know, they told me not to talk about it or something like that, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, because if I say something, you know, sometimes he'll make me scared. Oh. That's the kind of animal they are.
How about something like rabbits, if you're out hunting a rabbit?
No. Anyway, we just can't make fun with animals, you know. Native is that way. Used to be that way. But right now it's different, you know. You can say anything, I guess, but long ago when I was a kid, you know, they tell us not to make fun on anything.
Yeah. Well, I know that when I was trapping with this guy, that was how long? 7 years ago. He always called his animals by Mr. Mr. Lynx and Mr. Beaver.
Yeah.
He's always real respectful.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you gotta treat them nice, I think. That's the way I figure, too. Yeah.
But is there a certain way, like, for instance, say that, say you're gonna go out hunting with some young guy,
uh-huh.
and you're teaching them,
uh-huh.
What would you tell them about how they should, what they should think about the animal?
Well, I would say that you can try, but don't make fun on animal, you know. That's the main thing. Don't just say you're going to kill something, you know, like that. Like if they're going to kill rabbits, you know. They're going to hunt rabbits. And a lot of times in our stories, why they want to keep this secret is if I'm going to hunt rabbits, you know, I'll say, I'm going to shoot rabbits today. I wouldn't say, because I wouldn't see nothing that day. That's just the way it is to native, you know.
What would you do? You would just say.
I would just say that I'm going out and look for something. That's all. Because long ago, the stories came from, they live off country, you know. There's no white food, and every day they have to look for animal, any kind of animal that they could get killed. They'll kill, you know, like caribou or something. That's why they want this story that way. Because a lot of them starved long ago. I heard about it. Without food, you know. Yeah.
Did those moose disappear?
It disappeared, you know.
The story you were telling when the moose fell off the cliff.
Yeah. It was there.
Oh, it was. They worked together.
Yeah, did eat it, you know, but he started thinking about Nick's future, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh. Did the moose leave the country for a while?
No, it wouldn't.
Because Alexander...
Yeah, they help each other. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's just the way it used to be to those American guys, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing is that a lot of times those miracle guys, what they said made a lot of sense, mm-hmm. and it might have seemed like magic or miracles or something, but it was really really smart, you know, really good things that they're saying, and they would tell people that they should, for instance, you know, be respectful towards animals and things.
Yeah,
and that made a difference in the way they would hunt, the way they take care of stuff, and a lot of those kind of rules are forgotten, and young people don't know anymore, so they might go out and just do anything, you know.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping that maybe, and from some of these stories that you might tell, we could hear what some of those rules used to be that those old people would say,
mm-hmm.
and then we could write it down in there, and then it'd be real interesting for young people.
Yeah,
maybe really. They think more.
More about it, because this is really true. What I heard way back, you know.
It seems lots of times young people don't think anymore.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those stories, especially the stories like I heard about Raven and Old Crow and Brown Bear and Wolverine and all those. They were, those stories all had something important to say about how a person should live. And it's good training for young people, because they'd hear those stories and they would know something about how they're supposed to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they're going to be like Old Crow, or maybe they're going to be like Brown Bear and something, mm-hmm. you know, or a fox. Or
yeah.
When one story about how Fox brought all the caribou back,
mm-hmm.
and one story about how Old Crow got the sun and the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are real good stories for young people.
Really? You get that down, Hoosley, I think, I'm pretty sure. But if you're going to see Edwin Simon.
Yeah. He probably knows.
Yeah. See, I want that tape myself too sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. We'll give you extra coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was telling a story about one miracle, that kind of story, you know, one time. And TGMP, I think, something like that. Hmm. What we don't hear before. It was a good story he put up. So he knew all about that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was that, the one on KGMP about?
About this guy that lived in the family, and one older brother, was just laying down for 1 year or something like that. Just lay down, you know, in their house for 1 year, and then all at once he just make up his mind and start, you know, walking around the country, I guess. And any kind of person, like, you know, like rabbits, people or something like that. They go, he go to this family and start to stay overnight, and they're going to turn out the rabbits. He started to do that. That's what he was laying down for this. He go to fox or anything. They're just men, you know. Mm-hmm. And he started to stay overnight with them, and they just turned out to fox. Mm. Yeah. Must be the last guy that making it an animal, maybe, you know, like. Mm. And Edwin know that story. He'll tell you about it. Yeah. Yeah, very few people that know that kind of stories. And my grandma never used to tell me that kind of story when I was small, even my grandma. But some person know that kind of story, mostly from downriver. You know, I don't know how, mostly from downriver we heard that kind of stories.
How come you think your grandma didn't tell you?
I don't know. I don't know why I didn't. Just so I was too mischief, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, she make a good living, my grandma used to be, you know. She trapped lots. And she was a lucky woman. I was unlucky that much. Mm. And every time she said trap, you know, she have to get something.
Is that Julia?
Julia, yeah.
Yeah. What did she trap?
Martin and mink. And she didn't go very far too, she was old, you know. Mm-hmm. So we used to live in, I'm going to tell a story about it, yeah. We used to live in South Park that time, right mother of South Park. That's halfway between Bells and here. We used to live in there, year round, I guess. And in winter times, we used to trap mink, you know, little ways, not too far. And seems like every time she check her trap, she got something, all the time. And that's just the way she used to be. She used to be a good trapper. My grandpa was old, you know, and he can walk a long way. He go blind too. He was all right, but he can walk, but he go blind, you know. He can't look. That's why one time, I tell that story already, but I'm going to tell this other one again. One time around April, you know, they used to trap fox late them days. April sometime.
April?
Yeah.
You're not rubbed.
I don't know why they trap it that long, but that's for a buyer, I guess.
Yeah.
So one time we was down here, April, around 9 or 10, somewhere around there, just for a little while. People used to come, I don't know, just for a little while, so they can pull their boat out, I guess. And we do the same thing, we come down here, and we go back to South Fork after that. And my grandpa had trap right down around the bend from the camp where we were, you know, down there behind the island. And he said that he lost his trap, but he couldn't see, you know. Where he had trap is really hard though, because I don't know how he walked. He just took his trail to go that far. He was strong, but he just go blind. So I was small, and he was just still talking about it, you know. He knew he got something, I guess. And pretty soon he tell, why don't that? He go with me, he tell me. I was small. I had snowshoes though. My grandpa makes snowshoes for me. Linus, you know, he used to be a carpenter. I mean, he used to make good snowshoes and sled, everything. And he makes snowshoes for me. I got the small snowshoes, so I walk ahead of him, you know. We went way down around the bend, not too far from the camp too. I would say about 2 miles maybe. And he had to go up the bank right there, and he told me, right there, he had trap. And right over her little wish, I see fox. With that, you know, he just moved that stick and all, move about 150 feet maybe. And what I did was, Grandpa, I see it over here. And I forget that name, Fox, you know. It was just stupid, I guess, you know. What is in that trap, he told me. I don't know. I forgot that name. It was Red Fox, you know. And he started to call the name like Wolf. I tell him no. Wolf, I tell him no. Wolverine, I say no. Link, I say no. Christian, he say Fox. I say yeah. So I tell him over this way to get that fox. Yeah. I know that one. That was long ago when I was small, you know.
How old were you then?
I don't know. Seven maybe. I walk in snowshoes though. What don't long ago is kids was different, you know. As long as they're good enough to walk, they gotta have snowshoes. That's just the way they used to be. Every kid have to have snowshoes. And it must be I was small, but my grandpa makes snowshoes for me. Yeah. Because people used to try to train themselves all the time long ago. But when we raise up, it's changing around that time now. They never try to train somebody for running. You know, before that is, you know, they really train somebody. Every time when they see a young boy, you know, they tell them to train up yourself for running or something like that. Running or anything. Yeah, because they gotta have that long little spear that's all to kill animal, you know. They gotta run up to animal. That's just the way they used to make a living. Because there was no gun, you know. So they have to have a lot of power to get up to run up to animals. So what they did is worst thing is they train guys is, you know, in winter time it's so cold in house, and they tell they don't let them go near the fire, you know. Don't warm up yourself. Stay where it's cool. So they do that. So they wouldn't get cold when they go out, you know. So they live just like animals. Yeah. And cut wood before you eat in morning. Before you eat, you have to work. So they do that all the time. That's why they used to be so strong long ago. They can walk from right there. It'll just take 2 days to Huslu by walking. We know that story. One guy do that.
From where?
From way up back here too. That's about back this way is about the where they call Henshaw is about 12 miles, I guess, on short portage, on the portage trail. And that's where they used to have camp. This guy, he won't go to Huslu, so he just stay one night, you know, and 2 days walking to Huslu. That's just the way they used to be. That's something.
How many miles is that taking?
How many miles? That's long. I got your map back here, don't forget. Yeah, that's long ways. Even to Hughes is 60 something. 60 miles. That's short, but by the river 75, they say. To Hughes. From in there, from Hughes to Huslia by rivers, long ways, but Portage would be somewhere around 80, I guess, something like that.
So that's like...
somewhere like that, anyway.
Like 150 miles?
Yeah.
In 2 days.
2 days. That's right. He sleep little while, must be. Must be sleep little while. Yeah, that's the way they used to travel.
And how about food? He carry food?
Must be he carry food. Must be careful. No? He wanted to visit Don Huslu, so that's just the way he traveled.
You know who that person was?
Huh?
Who that person was?
Well, I don't know his name, but he just had native name, that's all. I've got that name too. Mm. Anyway, we had this story, you know.
Mm. How about when people use their native names? Uh-huh. Do they...
they pronounce it hard.
It's hard. But do people? Is that the only reason people don't use them? Because they're hard to pronounce.
On English, you know. Yeah, it's too hard, that's why, I guess, to pronounce it right, you know, what they mean. So that's why they name anybody, any kind of name, you know. Yeah. But I've got this guy's name. Anyway, he used to walk that way. And that's just the way they used to train up. They can walk to Tanna, any place. Go over to Kobuk by walking. And that's little, well, that's why they train themselves, you know. Yeah. Even right now, if we won't go to Hughes by Snugo, and we'll be really tired when you get down to Hughes, you know. That's just the way it is. But them days, they were tough, you know.
Do you know any stories of how they trained young kids?
Well, young kids
when
is
they
the...
first, you know, started training?
Young kids is... The most I know is the cutting wood, you know, main thing, and running, I guess.
When would they have them run?
Any place on trail must be. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be where there's no trail, I guess, but that's the way they travel, you know.
They have to run after the dad?
Mm-hmm. There must be, they do that. Must be. But anyway, that's all I know is this cut wood in the morning and running. That's really important for them in the morning, you know, without eating.
Is that how you were trained?
No, I didn't train that way. Because I didn't have father anyway, so I was so poor to run anyway. Yeah, when I was a kid, you know, there were a lot of changing already.
Oh.
Yeah, there were a lot of changing already, you know, like they don't train a person like that anymore, young kid.
What did they tell the young kids then when you were
growing? Well, what, I don't know really, but they talk with their kids, you know, how they're going to make a living. When they grow up,
they tell them what sorts of things do they tell them that they should do?
Well, main thing is they should when they talk with their kids is try to be nice, you know. Every time somebody tells story, older tells story, old man tells stories, you know, you have to try to listen. That's important for them days, because sometimes they'll run into that stories, you know, themselves. So I remember there's a lot of people that tell their kids, every time they see some person that started tell a story, you know, old stories, listen to that person. That's the way they used to raise up. Yeah.
You think kids have a lot easier now than they used to?
Well, since we started to know, it's really getting changed. You know, everything is just going off all the time, directly the way I look at it. Because, you know, long ago, people is really friend together like this, you know. They are right now, too, but, you know, all those booze, you know, like that, when they take so much drinking and didn't even think of their kids, you see, and this kid is just kind of lost, just like, you know, without their parents, is like,
yeah.
So they just grew up that way, and that's hard on kids.
You think it's sort of like when you grew up and you didn't have any father?
Yeah, that's just the way it is.
Nobody tell you.
Nobody tell me what to do. That's how I got hard time, you know. Hard time starting on everything, every way. Because if somebody tell me something on the while I'm growing up, it would be different, you know. How to do it, and what kind of birds to get, all that, what kind of tree, and all that. Yeah. So kids, if we tell them, we train them, you know, They'll do the same thing. They can make something like, they can make snowshoes. But if they don't try, you know, they wouldn't make snowshoes. But if they keep trying, you know, they could easy. The way I was telling the story yesterday. Because I've been training people for 2 years in a row, I think, for university. They're trying to get them how to mix nosus. But none of them mix anything. Except those two white people, that's all, like Sandy and Bob. They really try.
Yeah.
And I turn out too.
Yeah.
Because they go out and look for birds, you know. That's all it take. Yeah.
The other kids you teach, have any of them ever said anything to you since then?
Like, no.
Try again, or they just
didn't. They just forget about it, I guess. And until they run up to for snowshoes, I guess, and they start one snowshoes, you know.
Do you think that a lot of people have forgotten those things because it's easy to get things now?
Not all of them, though. Because foolish me, like Lemberg and them, you know. Lemberg makes anything, too. Like, he makes snowshoes and everything. So, you know, once we start it and we keep at it, and then we'll just go right along with it. Sleigh, same way. Boat, same way. Canoe. I never make a bird spark canoe, though. I sure like to see that kind, because that's really something I understand.
You make a canvas canoe?
Oh, yeah. I make canvas canoe, though.
For rats?
Yeah.
About 10 foot?
Yeah, I make 18 foot that last time for the kids. You know, I was training kids that time. And we'll make it in a couple of weeks.
Well, what do you think is going to happen now? All these kinds of changes, you know, and the kids being kind of lost. What do you think it's going to be like in about 10 years?
I don't really know. But when we think of old ways, you know, and start think of new ways, what is going on right now, and that's pretty different, you know. Comparing to long ago. And I don't really know what it's going to be like. Might even get worse or something like that. I don't know. Who knows?
What do you think it would take to make it better?
Well, what I was thinking is, person have to try train their kids. The main thing, you know. Tell them not to do this. Trying to do, make something or do that, you know. It's only when they could come back.
Do people give their kids Indian names anymore?
Some of them do. Some of them do. Yeah. Like our girl, she got Indian name after her grandma down Hoosley, you know. Yeah. And lots of them have Indian name.
What's your Indian name?
Me? Mm-hmm. I didn't have no name. Mm-hmm. And I don't.
Miss Marie?
Marie had one, but I forget how. Mm-hmm.
Can people get more than one name? Like, for instance, if a person is, I don't know if this is true in Alaska, you know, but other places, if a person does something, you know, like, say for instance, outside, if somebody made a big boat, they might give him a nickname and call him Big Boat Kirk or something like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or if they... Here in Southeast, you know, if someone has a big potlatch and puts up a totem, then they'll have a ceremony and they'll give that guy another name. And the other name might be a name that came from grandfather or something. Mm-hmm. Or it might be a name to give respect and prestige to.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy might get 10 names, you know.
Could be.
Like, if he was really a rich guy and gave a lot of pot lectures.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that a person can get another name after they do something?
I don't know around here, really, but long ago is, I know that they want give name to these kids, like boys, you know. They pick out some kind of a word that they're going to be lucky with. That's just the way they used to do. So and when he grew up, he's going to be lucky. Good hunting. And that's the way they used to name their kids. And some of them is really lucky that way too, when they got their name that way, you know.
So what kind of name would that be?
That would be like, a lot of them just have a name that when they hunt, they caught something, you know.